第91课.
It was New Year's Eve in 1941, but I still remember it like it was yesterday. I went to this party and had the time of my life because I met the beautiful girl I've been married to for 50 years. Linda and I drove to Yellowstone Park last summer. The scenery there was fantastic, and we were so much in love. I had the time of my life and wished I could stay there forever. We had a flat tire on our way to Henry's party, but we still got there in the nick of time, 12:05, just in time to raise a glass and say hello to the new year. My friend Jack likes to watch horror movies, but to me they seem to be all the same. There is always somebody coming to rescue the good guys in the nick of time.
第92课.
Good news. Dad agreed to give me the front money I need to start my own restaurant. I have to buy kitchen equipment, tables and chairs, and lots of other stuff before I open up. I can see the future of that computer software company will be very profitable, and I would very much like to invest in it. But the group wants me to pay a large sum of front money, which I can't afford. Taking hush money from a gangster to keep your mouth shut about something you saw him do is dangerous. He might decide it's cheaper to hire somebody to kill you than to keep paying you off the rest of your life. Our manager is having an affair with his secretary and was seen one day by the cleaning woman. I was told the manager has been paying her hush money every month just to keep her silent.
第93课.
Bill used to be editor of a magazine, but the magazine closed, so now he works freelance, selling his articles to any magazine or newspaper that will buy them. Maria met her husband, John, when he was studying in Moscow. John speaks fluent Russian and has worked as a freelance interpreter since they came back to the U.S. He tells people he likes the freedom of this profession. My brother-in-law has been living with us ever since he got mad at his boss and quit his job. Last night, I told him to stop being a freeloader and get out and find another job. The new office manager I've hired is someone we should all admire. After her husband died, it would have been easy to rely on her parents, who happened to be rich. But she refused to become a freeloader and tried very hard to find a job to support herself.
第94课.
Jeff is such a free and easy man, almost everybody in our office likes him. He's a handy guy, always ready to help out. Why, he even lends a hand to people who once sabotaged his chance for promotion. Harry is such a nice, friendly guy. We were glad to hear he'd won $1 million in the lottery. But he was so free and easy with the money, it was all gone in a year. On that political talk show last night, the experts got mad at each other and got louder and louder. The host couldn't control them. It was a real free-for-all, with everybody yelling at the same time. The bunch of teenagers on the bus were arguing, and suddenly two of them started to yell at each other. Then the rest jumped in. These kids ought to feel ashamed of themselves for such a free-for-all in public.
第95课.
Do you know Joe Jones next door to me in my dorm? Nobody likes him. He's always blowing his own horn about what a great athlete he is and how much the girls all chase him. My cousin introduced my sister Lisa to Frank, a famous Harvard economics professor. He's interested in her, but Lisa says she can't stand him because all he does is blow his own horn about his latest book on economics and how popular he is among his students. I hear that the newspapers are going to blow the lid off the mayor's office. They have proof that he's been taking bribes from building contractors to give them city business. I've watched these strange people in and out of the house next door for some time. My neighbors and I suspect they're a gang dealing in cocaine smuggled from Colombia or Mexico. I wonder if I ought to blow the lid off by reporting them to the cops.
第96课.
I tell you, you'll be playing with fire if you go alone into that neighborhood at night. It's a place where almost anything can happen to you if you don't watch out. Joseph, I know how you feel about not being selected for the promotion, but I think it would be playing with fire if you point out your boss's relationship with Carol, who got the promotion. And besides, you don't have any proof. I had hoped this would be a clean campaign, but if my opponent wants to play dirty and talk about my personal life, I have no choice but to fight fire with fire and talk about some personal things we've found out about him. Jack and Joan have been my friends for over 10 years. I felt bad for Joan when Jack started to have an affair last year, but Joan's decision to fight fire with fire by having an affair herself made things much worse.